Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A crazy Sunday in the NFL saw the Pats lose again. Two straight. They got dominated by the Lions and Matt Patricia in his first win. The Vikings got used by the Buffalo Bills. Carver, hi. I was in contact with you yesterday when I was riding that 17-point Bills surfboard on the big waves.
It was an unbelievable 3 hours for me, there's no doubt. Look, I was not expecting it. No Bills fan was expecting to go into Minnesota and beat that team straight up. Not just beat them. They kicked their ass for 3 hours. Two reasons why. One, the Bills kind of got together and said, hey, guys, the whole country's laughing at us here. With a guy walking out last week, worst team in NFL history, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So that helped. And the other half of it was that fraudulent Viking team who decided, this game doesn't matter. Let's sit a bunch of guys who are our best players and wait for Thursday against the Rams.
Right.
They sat Cook. They sat Griffin. Let's sit all these guys, and we'll just walk through this one and get there. Well, you can't do that in the NFL.
No.
You can't just not show up because you think the other team sucks. And Allen was great. They changed the game plan, let him do some short stuff early on, got him in a rhythm. He made that one, the diving touchdown for his first one, jumped over the Anthony Barr, the other one, made great throws, made great play action reads. The guy was just, it was everything you wanted to see.
Strong effort right
there. Strong effort.
I had the Bills in 17. I was very excited for you. I reached out to you in the middle of the day, in the middle of your drunken stupor, to let you know that I had a lot of action on the Bills. Major injury for the Niners is Jimmy G is done for the year with a torn ACL. Are the Pats in trouble, or is this a typical slow September start for them? Are you still buying that whole act of yours with the, it's all September, it don't matter, they're going to be in the Super Bowl? Because I'm not, they're not going to the Super Bowl.
They do it every year.
No, they're not. That team's not going to the Super Bowl. I'll tell you what, the receivers they got, like Hogan and these guys, they suck.
I mean, they dressed really three receivers last night. That's another team that thinks that they're smarter than everybody else.
All right, so let me ask you, do you think Jimmy G, the guys on the team, do you think that they, because you heard some of the linebackers saying he did it to himself, they weren't being mean, they were being real, that he should have never run the ball and tried to, like, bust a move on the sideline, he should have just gone out of bounds. Do you think he asked for this?
I think he was hurt before they even hit him. It looked like it to me in that play. He looked like he was hurt. That knee was going down before the guy even hit.
The knee blew before he got hit.
Right, right.
His, you could see it snap.
Yeah.
But do you think he was stupid to try to run for those extra yards on the sideline? He could have just gone down or gone out.
Yeah, it was probably a little too much hero move by him.
I mean, it really was. He actually did this to himself, if you ask me. And I'll tell you another thing. With all that money they gave him, do you think, because they gave him a boatload of money, do you think he'll ever be the same? Like, all these guys come back a year later. Are you buying, like, Deshaun Watson, Wentz, all these guys with these reconstructed knees? No problem. How about I'll give it to you once. I'll give it to you once. One time. Brady did it once. I'll give it to you once. You do it twice, you're finished. In the NFL, you know what you're doing after the second one? You know what you're doing? You're playing in that AAL or whatever the hell it's called.
Well, the big thing, too, is
The one on NBC with Ebersol's kid, or you're going to play in the XFL. Once you blow it out twice, you're done.
When they bring him back next year while he's rehabbing it, they got to revamp that team. Like, he has no weapons to begin with, so that's why he's trying to play hero ball and do things himself. You know, we thought he was so great last year, 5-0. This year, they've been terrible to begin with
everybody
anyway.
Everybody had him going to the Super Bowl. A lot of people had him going to the Super Bowl. They had huge odds. What were they, 20-1? They went to 80-1. But they were in the conversation. They were in the conversation for the playoffs, and in the conversation in the NFC West, were they not, Carver High? The Rams were the favorite, but they were in a conversation that they were the team that was going to give them problems.
They were one of the heaviest bet teams going up to win the NFC. Everybody loved them.
And now they're
everybody.
Finished.
Oh, they were finished before he got hurt. Now they're really finished.
They weren't going anywhere with them.
They weren't going anywhere with them. Now they're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Now they're worse than everybody saying the Bills were the worst.
I'll take that ticket on the under 8.5. They could give it to me now if they want to give me half the money and just send it.
Pay it now?
Pay it now.
For the third week in a row, Clay Matthews was flagged for a key roughing the passer penalty. Did you think that was a joke? I mean, is it now a joke? It's a joke, right?
That was textbook. If you're teaching a kid how to hit somebody, how to tackle, head to the side, wrap him up, drive through to the ground. He didn't slam him down. He didn't try to throw more weight into him. He didn't hit him with a knee as he was going down or something like that. That was a completely clean textbook tackle. It's embarrassing that they throw the flag on that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.